This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go right back to your phone calls and move quickly through them. We're talking about the latest so-called mass shooting. Actually, it was a stabbing. Three dead from stabbing. Now, to me, that's the big angle here, is that media ignores the fact that 30-plus percent of the deaths in the latest rampage were a knife. Media ignores knife in Santa Barbara killings. I mean, that's the bottom line there. Let's go ahead and talk to JD in California. You're on the air. Give us your take on this.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up, have you heard about the connection between James Holmes' father, Adam Lanza's father? We're both executives. Adam Lanza's was in GE, and they're supposed to testify in the LIBOR scandal?
Yes, the fixing of interest rates in Europe. That is true. And it's all very creepy. I don't know what we can draw from it. How about all three mass shootings have a big connection to the Hunger Games?
That's what I'm saying. You know, all three of these had their fathers are, you know, muckety mucks.
I don't know. You know, coincidences happen. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. But let me tell you something real quick. I've been trying to get on for a long time. I got to tell you something about Star Wars, man, the Star Wars program. I got a direct connection to one of the surviving members. And they're telling me stuff about sound harmonics and things like that and wave technologies. And they said that one of the first things they did was they put working gills on a rabbit, a full-grown rabbit. They didn't have to work from fetus. You know, they put it on a living adult rabbit with sound harmonics and wave technology. They could put working gills on a rabbit in less than 2 weeks.
Well, I know they've done a bunch of stuff with animals and dolphins and rabbits and all sorts of secretive stuff. So I'd like to see the proof of that and not just a statement. They should go public and talk about it.
He tries, but he says he's been attacked by, you know, directed energy weapons.
Yeah, there's also a lot of schizophrenics out there. So just
no, this guy's a real member, bud.
Okay, well, I appreciate your call. No, I hear you. I mean, my issue is for 30 years they've had human clones that they kill at the embryonic stage. It's in all the medical literature. No one seems to care. They've had humanzies. They say they have no rights because they're not a chimpanzee or not a human. They've had dogs that are part jellyfish, cats that are part jellyfish, goats that are part spider for 25 years, remote-control cockroaches with brain chips 30 years ago. I mean, I know that's all out there. There's so much proven geoengineering weather modification that no one ever wants to hear about when it's like in the news. And then it's just always somebody calling in saying, hey, I heard this or I heard that, but never giving a source or anything. But I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying, I'm not saying you're full of bull. It's just that it's like Emergency Centers Establishment Act is real. The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program is real. Rex 84, Operation Garden Plot, Cable Splicer. Those are all the real FEMA camp plans that have been in the Miami Herald, you name it. No one cares when I cover it. It's like it means nothing because it's real and bona fide. But if it's, I got a cousin who heard there's a FEMA camp, you know, out back at the sports stadium, and everybody runs around, you know, oh, my God, it's incredible. I don't understand it. And I'm not saying that look, if somebody's already gone rogue from one of these secret programs, they might as well just tell it or they get killed. You know, it's like there's some people that, oh, I know about the secret programs, you know, of putting gills on a rabbit with sound systems. They would do that surgically. How does sound technology put gills in a rabbit? And then you said, well, they don't even do it embryonically or they don't even genetically engineer it. Well, that would be how you would want to do it to have it work properly. So, I mean, maybe it's true. I was just saying I'd like to see something to deal, you know, to do with that. But again, the big topic we're covering here today is three stabbed, four shot to death. Why is the media not making a big deal out of knives and banning them? And should we all collectively turn our knives in to prove we're not bad people? All right, I'm going to try to get to everybody. Brian Bob, Joseph, Bill, Jesse, Ronnie, Jerry, Peter, Patricia, and everybody. We're going to your call straight ahead. The toll-free number to join us. Got a couple open lines. Is 877-789-2539.
The Globalist. If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
You are tuned in to the original live broadcasting worldwide 25th day of May 2014 Sunday edition. We also have the weekday live transmission, and that is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain. Did you hear about Elliot Roger, the son of the Hunger Games assistant director, who drove a brand new BMW and was under psychiatric care? I told you this in the first hour, last hour. I said, I bet money he was on psychiatric drugs and her mental care. It's now being reported by the Daily Mail and others that indeed he was under psychiatric care for, quote, Asperger's and other things. So guaranteed on drugs. Just guaranteed. Always the same. But doesn't matter if the Prozac family of drugs and others say on the insert can make you commit mass murder, megalomania, narcissistic complete psychosis. Doesn't matter if the inserts for Luvox and literally dozens of these drugs all say the same thing. Doesn't matter. I will be blamed, and CNN, MSNBC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the usual suspects, and even some of the parents of the victims are now blaming the Second Amendment and saying, how dare you? We've got to ban the guns. The NRA are to blame. You're craven. You're evil. I played the clips last hour. Here's Richard Menendez, whose son was reportedly shot. Our family has a message for every parent out there. You don't think it will happen to your child until it does. Well, yeah, more kids die in car wrecks literally hundreds of times than by guns. We ban cars. If somebody kills somebody with a car, is it my fault? Do I get blamed? Why did Chris die? Chris died because of craven, irresponsible politicians and the NRA. They talk about gun rights. What about Chris's right to live? But what about my right to not be blamed for your son's death? Again, I'm sorry for your loss, but I didn't do it in this politically correct world. Okay, there's lower crime in areas with more guns in good people's hands. Seven people died. Three of them were stabbed to death, the police say. What is that? 40%? What's the exact math, guys? Divide that. What percentage is 3 out of 7? I know it's a fraction. Is it like 37% or something? Look it up for me. I didn't do good math in school. Plus, I can't, you know, walk and chew gum or broadcast and do math. But we're talking close to 40% of them were killed with a knife, and you're not hearing anything about that. It's all guns, guns. Everybody who has knives out there, I'll tell you what. If you want to blame guns for this and you're an anti-gun person, 42%, okay. So it was, okay. Good. So 42%. 3 out of 7 is 42%. See, I was just guesstimating lows. I don't want to exaggerate. 42%. That's the headline. 42% of the California people killed in the massacre. Knives killed 40-plus percent in California massacre. And so if you will come turn in all your guns and all your knives and anything sharp in your house and baseball bats and golf clubs, they kill thousands a year. I want it all banned. Tire irons, I want everything. I want your fist banned. They kill thousands of years. Chop your hands off. Turn in all your knives. And then I'll say, you know what? I'll turn my guns in. That's how asinine all this is. I want to take your phone calls on this subject. Are you going to take the blame for this, America, or are you sick of it? Let's talk to Brian in El Paso. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Alex, just wanted to tell you how much I agree with you. Armed individuals, proficient in the use of a weapon, are the only chance for this thing to stop. It's the only way you can prevent mass shootings. That's been shown over and over again. I was a federal agent for 13 years after separating from the military, working in the so-called drug war. And I reached that conclusion that, you know, legalization, taxation of drugs was the way to go. And my whole thing with this was I always tell people, I tell individuals when I get into this discussion about firearms, I say, even if you don't believe in the ultimate necessity for the people to have weapons to be able to take control back from an out-of-control tyrannical government, even if you don't believe that, think about this for 1 minute. I worked in the drug war, okay? There was no way we were able to stop, even without talking about the government's involvement, things the government was doing, moving drugs themselves. There was no way we could stop the rogue organizations that were bringing the amount of drugs into the United States that they were.
Because by making it illegal, it jacked up the price.
Well, yeah, of course. They're making money on it. But the whole point on this discussion with regards to the weapons, if we outlawed the sale, the manufacture, possession, transfer of all weapons by civilian populace, right now today, there would be a black market that would spring up overnight, and I'm not talking about the one our government runs. I'm talking about other ones for profit.
No, exactly. See, England could ban guns, and their crime rate went up tenfold when they did over the last 20 years, but you're right. They never had a gun culture. You got 400-plus million new manufactured guns since 1950 estimated in the country. You're never getting rid of them.
That's exactly right. And it's the whole thing, when you get down to that point, you realize, look, the guns are going to be in the hands, and by definition, if we outlaw the possession of guns, then the only people that are going to have those guns are who? People who are outside the law.
Right? What do you make of this guy? I mean, I bet money he reportedly drove around for like 30 minutes shooting people. I bet money if he did this in El Paso or in Dallas, Texas, within 10 minutes a concealed carry would have killed him. You know, the cops got there because they had guns. Good job for them. But, don't, I mean, what, 10 minutes? He went around reportedly for 30 minutes shooting people.
On the high side, I'd give him about 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
If he was anywhere in my neighborhood, I'd give him 30 seconds.
Well, that happens all the time in high gun ownership areas. You'll have the police in a shootout, and then somebody will just shoot the guy shooting at the cops from behind for the police. That happens every week, but you never hear about it.
Absolutely.
You never hear about it.
Well, this whole thing, Alex, this guy, he's obviously, as you say, he's disturbed on a whole bunch of levels. But the truth of the matter is, when you see this little dweeb, and I can imagine what this was with this guy, you know, he's talking about, oh, I'm supposed to be having sex with women. It wasn't a woman. This wasn't about, oh, he was crazy about this one woman, and that's who his heart was. No. It was just about, oh, it's a rite of passage. I'm supposed to be in college. I'm supposed to be just getting
No, he was a spoiled brat that saw women as objects or possessions and would say, I walk up to do sexual acts and they don't want it. Because exactly. I mean, what about his parents? I mean, they obviously didn't teach him anything. I mean, and I don't want to blame his parents, but it's pretty sick.
It is sick, and it's almost to the level of you look at somebody standing. When I was watching this YouTube video that you put up on your show, and I'm seeing this little kid, and a dweeb, whatever, a twerp, he's sitting in this car and saying he's going to be a god. When I hear that, first of all, what goes into my mind right off the bat, I'm going, there's nobody saying that kind of thing, because my way of thinking, they're blaspheming. That's what that is, okay?
Well, they're on a power trip, completely out of his mind.
Satan, man, it comes from Satan, okay? And that's what that's about.
No, you're right. He was like possessed. I mean, he was saying, I'm God, I'm God. Who thinks like that? I can play a bunch of clips of the elite. That's about it. Great, great points. We're going to come back and go to a bunch of calls now. That was a great caller right there. But, Rob, everybody get ready. I'm coming back to you. Thank you, Brian in El Paso. By the way, I had heard yesterday and this morning that the cops had shot him. Now they're saying he killed himself. I mean, just, again, total cowardice. Who knows what the truth is? The point is, I have guns. They're like a screwdriver in the drawer, folks. It's not like I'm even obsessed with them. I have them because I'm not a victim. I don't want to be a victim. And if somebody, especially somebody in media, you know, people get stalked, people get attacked. A lot of talk show hosts have been shot in this country, three or four, this last few decades. They've made movies about it. I'm not going to be another victim. And I look at most of these media operations. They don't let anybody have concealed carry in the building. They don't let anybody, you know, protect themselves. A killer is going to come with a gun anyways. You might as well have people that have got the guns legally and lawfully to protect yourself. All right, we're going to come back, continue this discussion straight ahead. But bottom line, 42% of those killed were killed by knives in this latest mass killing. By the way, he killed himself, so it's more than half.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball...
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Criminal Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What is a PSYOP? Well, it's a psychological operation. And the so-called mainstream media, the state-run media, is a shadow of itself. I got some statistics on that that just broke coming up in the next segment. But I want to go right back to your calls right now. The PSYOP, though, is to blame gun owners for this. And by the way, I misspoke because I had thought the police had killed this guy because they'd been saying that earlier, that he died when police had confronted him. So I guess like a coward, they confronted him and then he killed himself. So in a way, he did get killed when the police confronted him. So I guess that's true partly. But now they know and are saying, I have the article right here, that they think he killed himself. Maybe they just don't want to be sued. They're just saying that. Who knows? Who blames them, where the lawsuits are nowadays. The point is that now three were killed with knives. The sheriff's department's confirmed the first people he killed in a frat house were people with knives. He killed them with knives, a knife. And then three people he killed with a gun, and then the seventh was himself. So 50% of the people killed in the Santa Barbara massacre, as the media is calling it, were killed with knives. Half of them with knives, no discussion of that. I mean, if people weren't armed, folks, I could kill. You could kill multiple people with a hammer. You going to ban hammers? I know a lot of World War II vets that were in the European theater, and they would sneak up at the checkpoints in the trench warfare that went on, the Battle of the Bulge and stuff, where the lines all crossed over each other, and you'd use a big ball-peen hammer. Like they were shipping them in and pretty much issuing them to people. Because you would walk up to somebody when they were in a foxhole and kill them with a ball-peen hammer. Because then you'd whack them over the head with a ball-peen hammer or a baseball bat, but ball-peen hammers were better. That's accurate in Inglourious Basterds, where they're using baseball bats to kill people. Because that's what you want to use if you don't want to alert the guys 50 yards away in a machine gun nest. You just club somebody's brains out. I mean, you're never going to stop people that want to kill. And I keep harping on that. I'm sick of being blamed for this stuff. So there's the big media hoax. They're blaming guns. Half the people killed, because we don't count him, were killed with knives, with a knife. That's big. That's big news. Let's go ahead and go to Joseph in Greensboro, North Carolina, then Rob and others. Joseph, you're on the air. Welcome. All right. I'm doing good. I guess you're not there, Joseph.
I used to be a reporter for a daily newspaper, so I've got some interest in this. And you have people, you have reporters and resources. Why don't you take up and do some actual reporting on this that the news media won't do? For instance, find out who this kid was. Find out if the kid in the video was actually the kid who was killed. Find out if the car he was in was actually his car. I watched the video, and the video sounds to me like bad acting. That they've hired another Hollywood person like they did at Sandy Hook, who is basically giving bad acting. Now, for instance, he says, I'm a virgin. Now, what 22-year-old, no matter how mentally ill he is, do you know who would put on tape to the whole world, hey, look at me, I'm a virgin? And how does somebody get through college these days without getting laid? It's just incredible.
I hear you.
Secondly, the person who supposedly is his father, I find that very suspicious also, because I can't imagine.
Well, look. Hold on a minute. You're making great points, Joseph, but let me just be clear here for a moment. we only have six reporters. Two of them already live in England. I'm sending a reporter and a camera guy to Bilderberg this next week to cover that. Then we have the nightly news reporters. We don't have the staff. We probably have one reporter. We could send Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs out there. And I was already thinking about it, but this just happened yesterday. Even national radio hosts don't work on Sundays. I do. So I'm not minding ideas, but we're working as hard as we can around here. Believe me, we've got a skeleton crew. A lot of folks are on vacation for Memorial Day. But I hear you. This thing stinks. And Sandy Hook was staged. We've had state police investigators, others on. They had blue screens. It's fake. We don't know what happened. We just know the official story isn't true. We're going to get Wolfgang Halbig and others back on this week breaking this down. But I hear you. What about citizen journalists? You know, folks, you go out there and do it because I can't get it all done. But great points. I appreciate your call. Got to move quick now. Ronnie in Texas, then Bill and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Bill.
Hey, Alex, still in Florida. How you doing?
Good, good. Go ahead. Then we'll go to Ronnie. Go ahead.
Hey, I was watching the news clip today, and they interviewed one of the people who was an eyewitness. And the gentleman's name was actually my plebe roommate at the Naval Academy, same name. I called him up and I said I couldn't believe it. And the individual said that he thought that he saw two people in the BMW. And that seems extremely odd. Now, I did go to the Academy, the Naval Academy. I was a Navy diver. I went through extensive training, judo, hand-to-hand combat. And that guy, without being too derogatory, looked extremely metrosexual. I can't fathom him sticking a knife into somebody and killing them. You have to go through weeks and weeks.
Well, I was about to say, I'm no military guy, but I grew up saw a lot of rough stuff in Dallas. It takes a lot to really stab somebody. I mean, I had somebody stab me once, and they tried, and it barely even went into my thigh. And the guy stabbed me pretty hard. Muscle's tough. I agree with you. It takes a lot of training to butcher somebody properly. Look, none of it makes sense. But you're saying you called your buddy and who you saw on the news as a witness, and he said he thought he saw two people in the car?
No, it was the same name as my buddy. It was the same name.
Okay, I misunderstood.
I just couldn't believe the coincidence with the Hunger Games. And to kill somebody silently if you got three people who would have been his roommates, that's bull.
Even wimps will fight for their life. I mean, I find it hard to believe that he killed three guys with a knife.
What did he do? Hit them all in the jugular when they were asleep? It doesn't make sense.
It takes a lot of will to kill somebody with a knife. I agree with you. Well, what do you think then? A psyop? What do you think this is?
He didn't look strong enough to beat his meat.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Wow, good points. Let's go to Ronnie in Texas real quick. Ronnie, go ahead.
Thank you. The psycho, seemingly shameless, sociopathic stabbing butcher man. We need to stick on that point. It's not a gunman. He's a stabbing butcher man, like you're saying. It's so graphic, and the violence involved to kill somebody with a knife, it's just... very intense. And
the only way it's easy is with an ice pick, but you don't die right away. You got to stab somebody like five or six times to make sure you get them. I mean, other than an ice pick, I don't know how he would do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's obviously been programmed, clearly manipulated, just like Syrian. And obviously, I think, financed by the same cabal of criminals, these enemies of our nation's liberty. I'm sorry to say they're numerous and sadly effective.
No, I hear you, Ronnie. Thanks for calling. Jerry, Peter, Sherry, Patricia, Chris, Dennis, everybody, your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Bottom line, I'm not taking the blame for this as a gun owner. My guns make people safe. And knife owners shouldn't take the blame either. And baseball bat owners shouldn't take the blame.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we're talking about the latest attempt at guilt trip by the state-run media to blame gun owners for what's happened. Half the people that died, if you don't count the reported shooter, Elliot Roger, the spoiled evil brat, under psychiatric care with the Hunger Games director dad, 50% of those killed were reportedly killed with a knife. And you would think this is the only thing happening in the world right now. They're going to all week call for our guns every time some crazy person shoots somebody. Fort Hood, military, train with guns, kill some people. It's a gun-free zone with the military, though. So we can't have trips with guns now? Dorner was a cop. He ran around shooting cops. You going to take guns from cops? No, you don't blame a group of people for what one person does. When a cop does something bad, we don't blame all the police. We shouldn't. I mean, if a cowboy goes out and does something wrong, we blame all cowboys? Do we blame all Native Americans? If one Native American does something, do we blame all women? We should reject the authoritarian idea that everyone's guilty for what someone else does. That's out of the Soviet Union, where if your neighbor does something wrong, you get punished too. I reject authoritarianism, and I reject communal guilt. I will pay for what I've done. And by the way, I will achieve for what I've done. See, I want to stand on my merits. Like Martin Luther King said, judge people by what they do, what they stand for, not what color they are. I'm ranting, I know. Let's go to your phone calls. Who's up next? Jerry in Georgia, then Peter and others. Go ahead, and we're going to get to everybody. Patricia and Sherry are up next. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. This isn't my point. This just came up on CNN, and it completely ties in with what you were saying. And then I'll get to my point. But they're saying that when the mother saw his YouTube videos in April, she called one of his therapists, multiple therapists. He's being treated by multiple mental health professionals who then called a mental health hotline who then called the sheriff. So he was off his rocker. But my point is, the person we need to blame, the people we need to blame, are the parents, and they need to be charged with negligent homicide. They knew in April that he was suicidal and homicidal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if one of my kids was going around talking about shooting and killing people, I mean, I would get them help and lock them up till they were better. I mean, it's undoubted. It's incredible.
They didn't cut off the BMW. They didn't cut off the money. They didn't even go check on him.
I bet you this guy never even got disciplined in any way.
Alex, my point is, if you charge the parents right now with negligent homicide, they can't. They legally can't destroy any emails that he sent them. They can't destroy any receipts, because if they bought his handgun, or if that handgun belonged to Daddy, and they knew he had that weapon and did not put him in for 3-day mental health observation, they are negligently responsible.
Sure, no, I agree with you. And the guys just pulled it up. It is true. Now they say he has multiple therapists. The issue here is, though, the police were told too, so they're negligent if this is true. That's why you're going to see a cover-up. I appreciate your call. Very interesting point, Jerry. Great point. What was your other point, about the parents' fault?
Yeah, it's the parents' fault, and directing it towards them as it's not comfortable doing that because they're grieving, but directing it towards them is where the guilt needs to go, not the guns. It's the parents, and they're non-touch, hands-off parenting. They didn't check their kid for the past month.
Jerry, I know whose fault it isn't. It's not your fault. It's not Jerry and George's fault. It's not Peter in Las Vegas's fault. It's not Sherry in Fredericksburg, Texas's fault. It's not Patricia in Arizona's fault. It's that individual's fault and his parents' fault, and I will not take the blame, Obama and Southern Poverty Law Center and the rest of you. They won't take the blame for Fast and Furious. They ship those guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They're not getting in trouble. I'm not getting in trouble. I didn't do jack squat. I appreciate your call. Peter in Las Vegas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I clearly lay the blame with the father and that whole demonic Hollywood crowd. Look at what is Hunger Games? It's about kids killing kids to survive. That whole kind of procedure is why, for example, the Muslim fanatics hate us. This culture flaunts women as sex objects, and then this guy couldn't have what he wanted.
What a narcissistic spoiled brat who thought he was God. If you watch the full clip, I mean, and he just thought, totally creepy.
Well, and also it's just popped up on Drudge that the father, in addition to his directorial abilities, also made quite a bit of fame and money by taking pictures of women
porn,
the back unclothed, in front of things like the Taj Mahal and famous buildings. So apparently the father did not ever display to the son that women are to be treated with respect. Basically, he was at least it might.
Well, I know this, because a bunch of sickos out in California are going crazy. Doesn't mean I got to turn my guns in. I need my guns to protect myself from fruits like him. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Patricia in Arizona. You're on the air, Patricia. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Listen, I grew up in Southern California, and one thing I can tell you is I'm older, and I used to go to these mansions, you know, after school with these kids, and there was a total disconnect. Their parents would be in the movie business or be high-powered executives, and they were never there. It was like they had a puppy that they threw into a beautiful kennel, and every day they threw it a steak, but they never paid any attention to it. They turned around and ran away. And now we have generation after generation of these people grew up and had children, and they probably are completely disconnected from their children.
No, that's it. And then the guy, they call it Asperger's, but he just didn't have any real human connection to people, and he's on a bunch of drugs. Watch, that's the next shoe to drop. I can take one look at this guy and see his M.O. It's the same M.O. every time. And he'll probably try and he's a devil worshiper, too. It's almost every – I mean, it's like we need to profile rich devil worshipers, rich kids. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't take the blame. You don't take the blame. This little guy and his family takes the blame.
I don't know if that's his look, but his teeth look like they've been filed like the Twilight group of kids who are into that vampire.
Oh, yeah, it's going to come out just like all of them. I hear you. Great points, Patricia. Yeah, it's a lot of people think you got to get money to raise your kids right. That's not even true, folks. I mean, the rich kids are so spoiled, it's unbelievable. Sherry in Fredericksburg. Where are you calling from, Fredericksburg? Texas or Virginia?
Texas.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is a little different consideration, and here's what I think could be going on. It can cause a really big problem that can result in suicide when a man or a woman looks like one sex but has a proclivity towards another. And you combine that with drugs, and I think it can be deadly. Now, I personally think, from having seen him on TV, that he's an exquisitely beautiful man who looks like a woman. And if, as a case in point, if a doctor who predetermines the sex of a baby, which isn't the case here, but in those cases, when the sex is ambiguous, if a doctor can do mental damage that results in suicide on down the line, then combine his possible problem, like it would be connected to a problem with
I hear what you're saying. There's not enough liability with the drug companies, number one. I don't think you can send the liability to all the counselors and people. There's a lot of good counselors out there. But undoubtedly, it's the pharmakia involved. And the way the diagnoses are written up in the official psychology books, what do they call it, the DSEM, or what's it called? DSM. I mean, they call thinking the government's corrupt mentally ill. You know, JAMA came out this week, Journal of American Medical Association, and said if you think cell phones give you brain cancer, you're mentally ill. There's over 1,000 studies proving it. London Guardian reported it last week. More calls coming up. Stay with us and some other news.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm a very bad man.
And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Thank you, Mike Judge, for that intro.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment, we'll try to go to Cyberbully, Chris, Dennis, Bob, Anthony, and Angry American from America. But I wanted to hit this as Memorial Day is tomorrow. We will have a special original edition tomorrow. When I say I'm live, we're live. Original means I tape the show just for tomorrow. Some of it's rebroadcast, but a bunch of it's taped brand new. I taped it Friday. So that's coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll be back Tuesday live. I'm tempted just to come in. There's so much news, I tell you. We're going to think about it when the show ends. We'll see what happens tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com for affiliates, links, free podcast, all of it. But I want to talk about this because Memorial Day is coming up tomorrow. This was last year in November. CNN reported the suicide rate of 22 vets killing themselves a day. Now they estimate it could be high as 26. So if you average that together, every hour a veteran is killing themselves, more people die in active duty from suicide now than from combat. And this is something they want to just cover up. And a lot of it's because they have to wait for VA care. We've got a bunch of investigative reports we've been breaking. More are going to break tomorrow. We've got some special reports we're going to premiere tomorrow. A lot of our crew members are veterans themselves, like Staff Sergeant Biggs and Weldon and others. So we're able to basically infiltrate and get this. We've got some stuff that's going to be national news coming out on the VA and the death lists and the death panels and the rest of it. So we're... The media is not telling us to care about the veterans, though. Oh, they're just veterans. Let them die. But, oh, these six people got killed. Those guns, half of them from knives. That's a big deal for me. And meanwhile, CBS News reports bodies of 28 veterans at L.A. Morgue will finally receive proper burial. Some of them have been there for 6 months, rotting bodies or cool-down bodies, slowly rotting, just stacking up. And meanwhile, the VA is so corrupt now under Obamacare that they're moving to VA turns to private hospitals for help, the Hill newspaper reports. Soon there won't be private hospitals under Obamacare, so it won't matter. Let's go to your phone calls. Cyberbully in Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say this is ridiculous that we now have to focus on this type of drama queen issue instead of more important issues. I think that he's perfect TSA material, and he should have been on Super Male Vitality, you know, could have prevented the whole thing.
No, I hear you. I mean, I have real trouble understanding guys that are driving around in brand new BMWs and are wearing nice clothes and can't pick women up.
Well, the problem is he doesn't see himself as a leader. You know, and what I've noticed since I've become politically awakened is that, you know, women look at you different. You know, my wife looks at me different. It's just that role of being a man and manhood. You know, it's what they
No, men are supposed to be involved in society, leading society, not busy watching ESPN all day. And that's what women are looking for. But the media tells people, act metrosexual, you'll get women. No, you're not going to get women.
The whole trendy society. But, hey, I want to offer a solution. I got a $5 solution for anybody that wants to get active. Basically, go get a big black Sharpie marker, go get a poster board, make up a big message, put InfoWars at the bottom, go stand in traffic. You know, it's effective change. It is right now change. And basically, balls in your court.
And by the way, it's about getting out in front of people and not caring what they think. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Great points, Cyberbully. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey, due to this HAL 9000 wannabe that was terrorizing Santa Barbara, California, you got this Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, and that George Lucas lookalike at the Southern Poverty Law Center are probably having a toast to champagne by this time. They're coming.
Yeah, talking about Potok and the rest of them, I tell you, this Hunger Games connection to the last three big shootings is really getting suspicious.
Yeah, now, this might be some kind of psyop. I just want to think of the impact it has on both men and women in this country, and they cannot be taken aback by this. Women and men, I don't want women to be afraid to reject certain men, and men might become more self-conscious and out to prove they are not psychopaths like this dick.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, exactly. It's like people don't let their kids play in their yard anymore, even though kidnapping is not up from 50 years ago. It's a perception. And, yeah, I guess now you have to worship every twit in a BMW nerd because they might kill you if you don't. It's just ridiculous.
Right. All right, well, happy Memorial Day, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you so much, you too, brother. Great point. Let's talk to Dennis in Colorado. You're on the air, Dennis.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, God bless you, Alex. Thanks for the Sunday show. The points I want to make is the old cop shop back in the old days where I grew up, it was guns don't kill people, people kill people. And it's just ridiculous that they go off on this. I mean, even when I was in Rockford, Illinois, working out there, somebody killed somebody with a hatchet. Oh, we were talking about outlawing hatchets in Rockford, Illinois. Well, where does it stop?
I know. I mean, I was looking it up. There's close to 10,000 baseball bat killings a year. I mean, you're going to ban baseball bats? I mean, it's, you know. But they are, though. They're banning dodgeball, baseball, because the kids get hurt playing it. You're going to get hurt, folks. If you don't get hurt in life, you turn into a spoiled, rotten jellyfish like this guy.
That's right. And the other thing was that my wife's cousin was an administrator down there at that college where that Aurora killer, Adam Lanza, or whatever his name was, and he said he walked around like a zombie. Well, you know, and he shot all these people, then he stands out there by his car like a dead brain, you know, zombie. You know, I don't see that with the adrenaline factor on that. That seems made up to me.
Yeah, I know the Aurora shooter was Holmes, and I appreciate your call. We should recap in light of this week. Recap the Aurora shooting. I mean, that was mind control with the Air Force and DARPA, and he was in a mind control program. It's like the LA Times reported Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in the MK Ultra program for 10 years. That was declassified after he was imprisoned. And then no one cares. It's like the Unabomber was in a mind control program. It's admitted, and no one wants to talk about it. You look at Aurora. I don't have an hour to get into it. We're out of time. I mean, go back, folks. It was staged. Multiple shooters, all of it. I mean, that was staged. We know what happened there. We don't know what happened to Sandy Hook. We just know it's staged. We know the official story is a lie. In any investigation, in most of them, you don't know exactly what happened until somebody confesses or you get all the pieces. But you know what you're being told is bull. And you see the political preparation before it happens and the exploitation. And Bloomberg a day before, his internal emails that came out, even mainstream news reported it, about get ready for a big mass shooting, prepare the social media. I mean, it's very suspicious false flag evidence. They just caught the Turkish government false flagging Syria a few months ago. That was admitted they were staging attacks. That was in BBC. I mean, this goes on, folks. This goes on. Anthony in Florida, go ahead. Thanks for holding. You gone, Anthony? All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, yes. I was looking at this guy, and it's obvious that there's not just one thing wrong with him. There's a lot wrong with him, because you know he's just another one. And now they're going to blame gun owners, and it's just not the case.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Look at this, Hollywood Reporter: Walt Disney family feud inside his grandkids battle, and it goes on. That they claim they were under mind control. I've always seen the reports of mind control and the Mouseketeers being under mind control and then evidence of it. And so many of these people, I mean, Disney is some kind of weird operation, folks. And the subliminals in it, they've been caught doing all the sex subliminals. I mean, something's going on at Disney, folks. Something's going on. And this mind control is real, folks. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're out of time so far. Let's go to Angry American in America. Go ahead. You're our last caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. My theory on this whole thing is that this kid was targeted, that his dad, you know, being the director of the Hunger Games, they were mad that that accurately depicted the struggle that actors and actresses go through to get into Hollywood and then get pimped out to real people that are elites. So I'm figuring that because his dad's a conservative and a soldier in Christianity, that he was targeted.
Wait, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah, and they killed two birds with one stone. You know, they.
We'll know more. We'll know more by tomorrow, and on the radio 11 a.m. We'll have the nightly news, and I'll be filing YouTube videos Infowars.com tomorrow. Regardless, as more comes out, we'll have it at Infowars.com, and GrudgeReport.com is doing a great job as well with full coverage of this. Great job of the crew coming in. Have a wonderful Memorial Day. Think about actually taking care of the vets, not just paying them lip service tomorrow as well. That's my view on that. Thanks to all the affiliates and sponsors as well, and the good Lord above.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCN Live. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.